Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, March 22nd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is set to bring a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza up for a vote at the U.N. Security Council today. It marks a shift in Washington's approach to the war in a forum where it has usually defended Israel and comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels throughout the Middle East to build support for a ceasefire that could unlock more humanitarian aid for Gaza. While it's rare for the U.S. to back a U.N. resolution that Israel would oppose, wording in the draft that mentions restarting operations in Gaza after a pause could prompt a veto by Russia or other permanent Security Council members, as could the call that the ceasefire be tied to the release of hostages from Hamas, as Israel has demanded. In Washington, House lawmakers are expected to pass a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills today, taking Congress closer to wrapping up a contentious process that's brought the government to the brink of a shutdown several times. After approval in the House, the Senate would have to agree to speed up the usual timeline for bill consideration in order to prevent a shutdown just after midnight tonight. And mortgage rates in the U.S. are likely to remain higher than most people are expecting, despite indications from the Fed that interest rates will come down later this year. Federal mortgage lender Fannie Mae is now predicting that rates on a 30-year fixed will stand at 6.4% by the end of the fourth quarter, an increase from its prior view of 5.9%. Yesterday's home sales data revealed a pickup in the overall housing market, albeit primarily for sales in homes worth over $1 million, as high interest rates continue to disproportionately affect lower-income households. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day broadly lower. European shares are looking for direction, and U.S. futures are similarly flat. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.